Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I'm just listening to your conversation, Jamie.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, and I can try to match you on what your shopping list is this weekend.
Well, so my son came home from college yesterday. I'll just tell you guys what BJ heard. I was talking to Carson about my kid, right? And so he got home and he's like, so what's the game plan? Blah, blah, what, you know, do I need to be here, there, blah, blah, blah. And so I was like, all right, so basically here's what we need to do. I need to help, have you help me buy a car, a shotgun, and a computer.
And the essentials.
And not necessarily in that order.
Right? Okay. And so he's like, what kind of car are you thinking, Mom? And I'm like, I really like the new Toyota TRD Pro, but it's the not the Pathfinder. What is it called?
Forerunner.
Forerunner. Thank you. I said, I like the Forerunner. Well, then I got a whole explanation why this is not the car for me, that I need the, because he has a TRD Pro truck, right? And so he's like, no, you need the older generation, not the new one. The new one. And he's telling me all these mechanical. And I'm like, fine. All right. You talk me out of that. I'm going to get an Aston Martin. I've always wanted an Aston Martin my whole life. Ryan Seacrest drove up in one, and I like, and he took two parking spots at our garage in Burbank.
Yeah.
And I was like, you neat guy. And so I stared at his Aston Martin parked in two spots. And I was like, someday I'm going to own an Aston Martin. So I looked at my kid and I said, fine, I won't get what a switch, right? From a Toyota
one
to
one extreme to another.
So I said, fine, I'm going to go tomorrow. I'm going to finance an Aston Martin. I'm going to lease it. It'll be cheaper. And he goes, don't get an Aston Martin. I'm like, why? And he goes, that just screams old lady trying too hard.
That's like if I went out and bought a new Corvette.
Yeah.
That's what that would be like. Okay?
I go, what did you just say? He goes, it screams old lady tries too hard.
He's right.
Oh my God.
He's right.
Like,
straight savage.
Jimmy, he's looking out for you. I mean, your mom. He's got to do, somebody's got to
scream
at you. Look, you're at that point in your life where people have to step in. Okay? And it only gets worse from here. At some point, they're going to step in about your health and all kinds of crap. It's like, just beginning. Your son's trying to take care of you.
No, an Aston Martin doesn't scream old lady tries too hard.
I think it does.
I don't agree with my kid. And then he goes, why are you getting a shotgun? I said, well, because lately out at the cabin, things are getting a little sketchy. So I need to the Glock, you know, you told me once that I'm not a great shot. And he's like, yeah, shotgun's better for you. All right. So we'll get a shotgun, a car. And what else? I go, and I need a new computer. He's like, oh, God.
You should have told him the shotgun's for people who think I'm an old lady trying too hard. That's what the the shotgun is for.
Exactly, I'll take a shot at him. So no, right? And then I was telling him, and maybe this is what you're going to compete with. So then I was telling him, because he took an Uber from the airport, and he asked me if I can pay him back.
Yeah. Look, now, I'm not trying to compete or one up.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you, I mean, my list of things to, one of the things on my list is a toilet.
Wow. What?
I have to go find a toilet, and it's got to be 18 inches tall.
Oh, the tall toilet.
Gotcha.
Tall toilet.
I like tall toilets.
I've never looked for a tall toilet before.
No.
I don't know where to go.
Because this is for your father-in-law, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's gonna. You guys are going to shove him down in the basement?
Yes.
Make him live there?
Shove him down there?
Yeah. 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 Shove is a good word for it.
Yeah, but tall toilets are...
Tall toilet.
...are far better than...
I've never
than,
heard of a tall toilet.
Well, once you get one, you'll never go back.
No kidding.
Yeah, because it's more of a light squat than a sit-down.
So, wait a minute. So you're saying that I'm going to be stinking down to his
bathroom?
Yes,
to take a dookie. Yeah. Yeah, tall toilets are where it's at.
Oh, he's adamant about it. You got to get the tall toilet. I don't want anything but that.
Because it's easier for them to get back up.
I never heard of that.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because my main bathroom has a tall toilet, and then if I go to another bathroom, I'm like, oh, this is a bummer.
I didn't know it was a thing.
Yeah, tall toilet.
You threw me off yesterday. Yeah. It's like tall toilet.
No, you will love it.
I'm even online Googling tall toilets.
No, like, and you need to get, heck? Not the Toro. What's the toilets that we like?
Toto.
You got to get him a Toto.
The Toto tall?
Yeah, Toto tall. It'll spray his ass for him.
Seat warmers everything.
Yeah. This is way too much information, man. It's a father-in-law. Come on, man.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.